I'm Master Life and Weight Loss Coach Jillian, and you're listening to the Body You Crave podcast, where you'll learn how to end emotional eating, lose excess weight, and feel amazing in your body. No cheating required. Keep listening, and I'll show you how.
Hey, hey, welcome back. And really, I should probably be welcoming back myself too, because it's been another long break from the podcast. So I actually went back to double check. It's been about a full year now since my first intentional break and stepping back from the podcast and from episodes. And originally, I was just going to do the summer, and then it lasted throughout the rest of the year. And then I thought in January, I would come back and pick things up a little bit more, but I decided not to. And just looking at the circumstances, the constraints, the things that I had going on, while I really love doing this show and I love talking, obviously, I also had to recognize that I had to prioritize my time elsewhere, and I really had to be mindful and intentional with what I was doing and when. And while it was a goal of mine to come back, it just wasn't the right setup. It wasn't the right timing for January. So now, though, it's been a year and I'm thinking, all right, time to get back on there. And part of it is, I think sometimes we can dread getting started, or we dread how much time or energy or work it's going to take. And one of the pieces here to remember, though, is we just have to get started. We just have to pick things back up. We can't expect perfection. I guarantee I'm going to look back on this episode in particular and be like, oh my gosh, I sounded terrible. I was all over the place and scattered and blah, blah, blah. I have all kinds of thoughts and probably criticism. And that's okay, because I just need to get started. I just need to get right back on that horse and keep going. And so I like this concept of getting back on track, because one, it's something that I'm doing actively with the podcast. And two, this is something that a lot of people, a lot of my clients and a lot of my followers will tend to struggle with, of noticing how different life circumstances can derail them. Sometimes it's holidays, vacations. Sometimes it's a season or a phase of life. And so I think this is a perfect timing to bring up this notion. And so I did a two-part series in April about getting back on track for my email list. And so I had two videos that really outlined, okay, when it comes to weight loss, here are the key things that you want to be working on. And one of them was around like managing and understanding your mindset. And then the other piece, the other second video, was really around the tactical implementation of, okay, what do I actually do? And that what do I do part is always going to look a little bit different depending on who you are and what your goals are and your specific lifestyle, tastes, preferences, your body, your system. So I can't always answer that specifically just with these, do these, you know, blanket things. I can give you the core basics of weight loss and ask you, which ones do you think you're excelling at and which ones do you think need the most work? And if you had to rank them and order them, which ones are you crushing down to which ones need the most work? I think that's, it's so helpful to start to see, okay, even if I'm not fully sure, okay, here's one though that I know is going to need some improvement. Anyways, I digress. So let's come back. One of the things that had come up for some people was around this idea of, how do you get back on track if it's been more than a week? You know, what if it's not just you got sick or your kids got sick, or it was a weekend or a trip or something that you came back from relatively quickly? What if it's been a month? What if it's been a year? What if it's been a long time? There were also questions around, what do you do if your reason for being off track isn't good enough? Like, it's not a quote valid reason. It's not because you're sick. It's not because of this life circumstance or this change. It's almost like you're just off track. You don't know why. And it's also not good enough. It's like just stuff, life. And so it led me to this new concept that I'm going to flesh out more on the podcast in the next few weeks about high commitment cycles versus low commitment cycles. So getting back on track isn't just about taking certain action. It's actually primarily how you talk to yourself. So one of the things that I often say in regards to body composition is it's 75% what you put in your mouth and 25% everything else. So the way that you look is about 75% what you eat, and then it's 25% sleep, water, exercise. And depending on the exercise, that's going to account for 5 to 10% of how you look at any given moment. And so this is important for us to recognize, because a lot of times there's an over-reliance on exercise. We think that abs are made in the gym. We think that exercise is what solves it. We think that running or these HIIT workouts or certain things are going to make us look a certain way, when really we have to be aware of the food and our habits and our relationship with food first. Likewise, getting back on track is 75% what you're thinking and 25% what you're doing. So it is far less about the specific action steps that you're taking and so much more about how you are thinking about it, how you're thinking about being off track to begin with, how you're thinking about the process of getting started and getting back on track, and then what you're thinking about the steps that you are going to commit to, the simple steps, the 1% improvements. As we keep going here, I was like, I'm going to flesh this out over the next few minutes. But one of the most common struggles to getting back on track is this concept around I need to make up for what I did or didn't do. So it's either need to make up for what I ate, I need to make up for what I didn't do in the gym, I need to make up for how much I didn't drink water. It's I always have to make up for something. And that really only keeps us stuck in the restrict, binge, regret cycle. Okay, so you try to follow different or more hardcore food rules. You might overexercise, you increase your stress levels, and you're trying to basically right the wrong, right? It's like you're running a race, you slowed down, your pace slowed, and so now in order to, you have to try to catch up, right? So it's now I have to run even faster and try to catch up and make up for this wrong, this problem. This is the epitome of yo-yo dieting. It's, I've got to go really hard and restrict hard, but then I'm going to fall off the wagon. I'm going to be on all the way 100%, but then I'm going to be completely off saying fuck it to everything, no rules whatsoever. And it's back and forth and back and forth. And this is the key problem. This is one of the foundational key problems that I talk about as a whole. And it's fascinating, right? Because I used to subscribe to this line of thinking too. So just know that this comes with a lot of self-love and compassion and love for you. But I find it interesting that it's okay. We have a plan. You weren't perfect with the plan. You made some mistakes. So you didn't follow it properly, or you didn't follow it all the way. You overate, you overdrank, right? You did some things. So you weren't perfect. And then you think by making the plan harder, it will get you where you want to go faster. But you couldn't even stick with the previous plan. So I couldn't stick with the simple plan or the somewhat simple plan. So now I'm going to try to make it harder on myself, thinking that making it harder is going to get me back on track. And it doesn't. It makes no sense whatsoever. It keeps us stuck in diet hell. And this is where I was for a very long time. So it was, I'm trying to make up in the gym for what I ate the night before. So it was, oh, I binged last night. I overate. I overindulged. Okay, so today I'm going to run 6 miles instead of 5, and I'm going to lift weights, and I'm going to do this stuff. So I'm constantly trying to like out-exercise or over-exercise to compensate for my binging and my emotional eating habits. Or it's, okay, I binged last night. Now today, this morning, all right, I wake up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to be committed this time, no carbs today. I can do this. Or it might be no sugar or only one protein bar. But I never understood what was really driving that habit. I didn't do anything other than just try harder. I just have to run more and keto harder. That was my whole premise for so many years, and it didn't work. Hey, so this is why I am so hellbent on helping people with this, because I've been there, I've tried, and it's frustrating as all get out to keep doing the same thing over and over again, keep feeling like you are constantly dieting, constantly restricting, constantly saying no, constantly trying to be healthy, only to get further and further away from your goal, only to stay stuck in place, not reaching your goal. This is what we need to solve for. So when we are focused on, I need to make up for what I ate, for what I did, for what I didn't do, this also tells me that you're not evaluating, because this, I just need to try harder, is not the solution. That's the solution the world wants to give us. That's the solution the diet industry wants to give us. That is not actually the solution. Otherwise, we would not have a 90-95% failure rate with diets. We would all be walking around skinny in the body that we love and feeling amazing, feeling great about food and healthy and strong and confident and fit and sexy. And we are not. As an overall like society and population, that is not helping, or that's not happening. And it's because this idea of if you didn't get it, you just have to try harder, that concept doesn't work. So we have to let go of it. And we have to learn what does work, which is going to feel really uncomfortable, which is to evaluate. Okay, because when we're evaluating, we're now going to decode and try to understand what happened and why. We're not just trying to push harder. So we're going to start to see, okay, what are my patterns? What was I thinking? What was I feeling? What was going on around me? What was I really searching for? Like, if food wasn't an option, what emotion would I be faced to feel? If food wasn't an option, what would I have to recognize and be honest about what I'm thinking? About me, about my life, about my kids, about my spouse? This is what we have to do. Like, we have to get really honest with what's going on underneath the surface. And we have to stop thinking that a smaller body fixes a broken self-concept, because it doesn't. You are going to take that same broken self-concept with you all the way down the scale into a smaller body where you're still nitpicking, you're still not thin enough, you still don't feel good about yourself, and now you are terrified of gaining the weight back. That's a shitty place to live. And I've been there. I've been on all sides of the spectrum. It sucks. So instead, we have to look for these small, simple, sustainable improvements. No trying to make up for what you ate. We look for, okay, how can I get what's 1% better today? What's my minimum baseline? What does it look like to get back to that? And we really have to be on the lookout and aware of this core thought error of that's not good enough. Or it might be I'm going backwards. Or this is moving me in the wrong direction. When really, if we can learn from it, it is moving you in the right direction. But we have to learn. We have to be able to evaluate. And the only way we can do that is if we let go of the shame, let go of the judgment, the self-loathing, the criticism. And that can be really hard because we have such an emotional tie and hang up around food and our bodies. So I actually had recorded at the end of 2023, I recorded an episode about stop trying to make up for what you ate, and I never published it. So whether that becomes its full episode or a bonus one, I'm not totally sure yet, but that one's going to come out here in the next few weeks. That's always fun. But let's talk about getting back on track. Okay, so what does this process look like? Because I want to leave you with some actionable steps and a clear path for, okay, what do I actually need to do then? So to get back on track, number one, you need to evaluate. Why did you get off track to begin with? Okay, so what were the predominant thoughts and emotions? Were you feeling good about your progress and so you took your foot off the gas? Were you feeling like, all right, I got this. I don't need to keep these same habits. Maybe I don't need to keep planning my food. I don't need to check in with my hunger levels. I don't need these sticky notes. I don't need these reminders in my phone. Is it that you felt like things were going really smooth and really well? And so it was like, okay, now it almost ease up. Or maybe you were feeling discouraged about your results and not meeting your expectations. Because sometimes it's not that we're gaining weight or we're just not losing anything. It might be that we're losing, but at a slower pace than what we hoped, at a slower pace than what we expected, at a slower pace than in the beginning when we first started, at a slower pace than when we did XYZ diet. Okay, so this is why we have to really understand and look at, okay, what were the thoughts and the emotions driving me to not take the action that I wanted to? And again, no shame is allowed here. We cannot beat ourselves up and effectively evaluate to figure out what to do differently next time. We have to get out of that pit of self-loathing and start to look at it from the place of a detective. Curious, not emotional, and not super attached to any one particular outcome. Right? They're just looking for facts. They're just looking for the truth. Okay, so this is the only way we can evaluate. We have to be curious. We need to come at it from an acceptance and a place of, okay, I recognize this happened. I don't love it, but I want to learn how to show up differently for myself. This is part of the process. And we also need to show up with a desire to learn, a desire to improve, right? Not from a desire of, okay, I'm going to look, but just barely with my hands covering my eyes. We want to be fully in it and understanding what is happening on multiple different levels. Because often it's not just the food. It's not just the top level surface emotions. It's not just what happened that day. It's these deep core desires. It's these core cravings that we have to be loved, valued, accepted, to feel like we are doing something important and meaningful with our lives, that we mean something to someone, that we have an impact. When that is often the driver of so much of our emotional eating. It's the driver of us, quote, falling off the wagon because we get sidetracked with these other things. There's these competing priorities, and we don't know how to make weight loss a priority when all we know how to do is restrict everything and live in a little box where it's not real life. So the moment that you turn inward and you start wallowing, the more you're going to activate your fear and doubt and discouragement. So we really have to be on the lookout for that. Okay, but if we go back to this evaluation process, we want to look at what did you learn from being off track? What did you learn? And then what will you do differently moving forward? That's what we want to start to understand. It's like, what was happening? What was driving this? What was I really wanting, craving, desiring? And sometimes we learn that the process that we were doing wasn't sustainable. Sometimes we learn some different processes and beliefs or underlying thoughts and patterns of behavior that we didn't realize were there. Sometimes we start to see these new layers of people-pleasing and perfectionism and self-sabotage coming out. This is all for us. It is all interconnected. If we want to get back on track, we have to figure out and understand what got us off track to begin with. Okay? So that's step number one. Number two, you need to create a simple plan. Okay, so this is a simple weight loss plan. It's got to feel doable, and you've got to meet yourself right where you're at today. Not where you left off last week or last month or last year, but you meet yourself right where you're at today and you focus on getting 1% better. That's it. We create this very streamlined, a minimum baseline of this is what I know that I can do and I can commit to. And my recommendation is always that you focus on one core habit per week. You might even want to focus on one core habit per month, depending on what you have going on or how things are going. But it might be, okay, I just need to reset my sleep. Okay, so spend a week or two resetting the sleep, making that a priority. And then also while doing the sleep, maybe you can also tie in the water. It's what wouldn't feel overwhelming? What feels doable? And then we just need to talk to ourselves and tell ourselves that this is good enough, because that's where our brain wants to go. I couldn't possibly lose weight just by sleeping more and drinking more water. That doesn't make any sense. That would be too easy. I know, because we always want to complicate the crap out of it. But the reality is, we can allow it to be simple. We can allow it to be easy. We just, there's resistance there. That steps us into number three, which is you have to shift your mindset. Okay, so you've got to evaluate, you need a simple plan, and then you need to shift your mindset. So we need to honor your true thoughts and feelings about being off track. Don't just try to stuff it down and think happy thoughts, right? You're not Peter Pan. This is not Neverland. We need to allow and be honest with ourselves. Allow all the emotions, allow all of the thoughts, recognize all of the things that you're thinking and feeling. And when you're ready, you decide to move forward. But it's not on anybody else's timeline but yours. You have to allow it to be there. And when you do, when you stop fighting and resisting and pushing it down, you'll move through it so much faster. But it's okay to be disappointed in yourself. It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to have all of these human emotions. Allow yourself to move through it. And do what you got to do. You can vent and leave yourself Voxer messages every day for a month. You can journal it out. You can talk to a friend or your spouse or somebody else. You find ways to where you can get it out, because I promise this is going to help. I thought of the phrase, cleanse your aura. Do you want to go super woo? I don't think that's exactly what I'm trying to say here. But if we got to get all of that negativity out, allow it to be there. Allow yourself to feel all the things, to be pissed off and angry and frustrated and doubtful and all the things, but then also recognize, okay, I'm going to allow myself to be here for a little bit, but I know that I'm not creating the results that I want when I'm here. I'm going to have to rewrite this story eventually. Okay, so you don't have to be happy or feel amazing that you got off track, but we need to move into something that feels more neutral, where we can come to a place of peace and acceptance, and then start to get to a place of determination and motivation and commitment to keep going and to keep moving forward. And so I believe that when you've really figured out the lesson that you needed to learn with a thorough evaluation, that's how you're going to figure it out, is by evaluating thoroughly and effectively. You're going to figure out what that lesson was, and it creates so much more peace, acceptance, determination, and new drive, as opposed to just sitting in resistance and pretending like it didn't happen, or sitting in frustration, or being so scared or afraid of, oh no, I don't want to be here. I don't want to keep creating these results. I have to hurry up and try to get out of it. But now we're fighting, we're resisting. And I noticed I did this I think starting in February, there was a little bit of like anxiety, fear, some different stuff coming up. And then March, got real bad. And it was like, oh no. And then it was like recognizing there was some resistance, some like frustration, some angst, some panic, and then kept creating like worse results throughout March. And then in April, it was like, flippin' A, I'm here again. Like, why am I still here? What the actual hell? And I finally got to the point where I was like, oh, okay, I keep fighting. I keep resisting this. I keep staying in this like scarce, frantic, panicked energy, and I'm not creating the results that I want. So if I just allow it and not make it a problem and trust that I'm going to move through it, it's going to be so much better. It's the same thing that it goes with our weight, with our body image, with our whole weight loss journey, is not trying to lose weight from a place of urgency, scarcity, panic. Like, I have to do this in this amount of time, otherwise I'm not doing it. We've got to be committed regardless of the timeline. And of course we want to create results faster. Of course we want things in half the time. And what's amazing too is I have a lot of clients doing that, which is so fun to see them blow their own minds, where they can walk in feeling somewhat uncertain or not totally sure if it's going to work, and then hit their goals faster than they expected. That's amazing. So you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have a perfectly managed mind. You don't have to always be feeling great. You don't have to be super high and like high vibe and amazing all the time. You can still create the results that you want. But we have to be able to go through this process. And by learning how to get back on track, by understanding this, you can learn how to get back on track faster. And not making it wrong if, let's say, you get back on track after a week or after 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden it's a month. It's, what did you need to learn there? That's what we really need to figure out. What was the lesson that you didn't learn? And that's why you stayed there. It's frustrating, I get it. But when we recognize, like, I am here because of me, I also can move forward because of me. I'm not waiting on anyone or anything else to change. I am in control. Right? So we want to have intentional thoughts about your plan, about what you're committed to doing, about moving forward, about just getting started. And then step four is you start doing. That's it. That's how we get back on track. And the faster we can go through this, the faster we'll just keep getting back on track faster and faster. That's what leads to success. Okay? It's not about doing things perfectly. It's not about never getting off track. It's about getting back on track faster when you realize that you're off track. So I mentioned this earlier, this kind of concept of a high commitment cycle versus a low commitment cycle. So when we are in this high commitment cycle, I'm going to do like separate podcasts on these concepts, because I think this is really fascinating and it really gets into the mindset aspect of things. But like when we are in this high commitment cycle where we are not looking at the scale to tell us what we can and can't do or give us permission to eat or not eat, when we are really focused and we are fully committed, we are going to create the results that we want. Sometimes in life, we're just going to fall out. And it's not a problem, right? It's like you cannot stay on 100%. You are going to get to a low commitment cycle. And it's not making yourself wrong, not making that a problem, and trusting that you can move through it and move out of it. But there was something that you needed to learn there. What do you need to learn? It's when you learn that you will be able to keep going and keep climbing back up that hill and recognizing that the path is going up and down a lot of hills. We're going up and then we're going down, going up and then we're going down a little and then up, and we're constantly moving and we're progressing forward. But there are still some dips. There are still some valleys. It's not just a straight upward trajectory of everything's amazing. This feels so great. There are going to be negative emotions that come along the way. It's what you do with them that counts, that matters. It's how you deal with it. If you feel like you've been stuck, if you've had a hard time getting back on track, or if maybe you feel like you've been eating pretty healthy, you've been exercising a bit, but you're still not seeing the results that you want, for the month of June, I'm hosting free weight loss deep dive assessments. So if you want me to walk with you through the last 6 months to really evaluate and figure out, okay, what's going on? Why have you created the results you've created? And really understand like all of the good things, all of the positive, all the amazing things that you're doing, and also how you've gotten off track. What have been some of the emotions, some of the thoughts, some of the patterns, some of the cycles that keep coming up? this is for you, because this is designed to help you really understand what is blocking you, whether it's been a week or a month or a year. So if you're feeling frustrated that the scale isn't moving fast enough, if you're tired of having the best intentions every morning, but then you blow it by 4 o'clock every day, if you feel like you're doing all the right things, but you're still not seeing the results, or maybe you started losing weight, you're still doing all those things, but now the scale doesn't seem to be moving anymore, or the scale's moving a little bit, but you're not happy with the pace or your progress. This deep dive assessment will help you get crystal clear on why you're not meeting your expectations, despite your best efforts. So I'm going to leave a link in the show notes so you can go there. You'll find a link to my calendar and find a day and time that works for you. And we'll really spend 1 hour digging into what is happening. Where is it that you are right now? Where have you been? And we'll look at probably the last 6 to 12 months, depending on what you have going on, what's been the trend, what's been the pattern. And I'll help you see what's really getting in the way and how to shift it. Because if you want to get back on track, you have to do this evaluation first. You have to understand why this is happening or why this keeps coming up. And trust that there is something to learn. There's a new layer of the onion for you to pull back and to understand. What is the lesson here? All right. It's time to get back on track. So what's that one thing? What's the thing that you feel like, all right, I've fallen off track with this. Here's how I'm going to get back on track. Here's what I'm going to do. If you are stuck and you aren't sure what that even looks like, schedule an assessment with me and I'll help you figure that out. And if you do know, then let's get to work. All right, y'all, I will see you next week. Here's to creating the life and body you crave.
If you like this episode, then you'll love my free virtual workshop, 5 Keys to End Emotional Eating and Lose Excess Weight for Life. You'll learn the counterintuitive reason why all your attempts to restrict food over the years has actually led to weight gain, and the mental switch you need to flick that'll have you dropping pounds without sacrificing wine, carbs, or the food you love. Get all the details at bodyyoucrave.com.